KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose.
Florida, determined Trump. Station. I'm Christopher Cruz. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will be in Florida today, trying to make their case to the voters in one of the most important of the dozen or so swing states. Correspondent Boris Sanchez says it's anyone's guess who will win the state.
This is a must-win for Donald Trump. For Hillary Clinton, it can bolster that firewall that she's depending on to cruise to the election. But as we're watching Trump gain momentum, it appears that the state of Florida is once again a toss-up within the margin of error.
Trump was in New Hampshire Friday, among other places.
The theft of American prosperity will end. They've taken away our prosperity. From now on, it's going to be America first.
He speaks in Tampa this morning, then heads to North Carolina, Nevada, and Colorado. After Florida today, Clinton heads to Philadelphia to host a concert by pop singer Katy Perry. She leads Trump by a few points in most national polls, but polls in many of the swing states are tightening. I'm Christopher Cruz. One New York City police sergeant shot and killed, another shot and wounded in the Bronx Friday. Paul Tizzolo and Emmanuel Kuo were shot as they responded to a call about a home invasion. A man had allegedly broken into the home of his estranged wife. He was shot and killed by the officers after he opened fire on them. Kuo was shot in the leg. He's in stable condition. Tizzolo had 19 years on the job. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
Long-term and devoted member of the 4-3 precinct and a loving father of two young children. The city is in mourning, and the family of the NYPD is in mourning, and particularly all the men and women of the 4-3 precinct are in mourning right now. The loss, a very good man, a devoted man.
Accounting ledgers, contracts, and related documents from 20 years ago have been provided to the Associated Press that show Melania Trump took 10 modeling jobs in the U.S. before she had legal permission to work in the country. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
To get the best jobs, we need the best education.
Proposition 58 helps students like us learn two languages.
And make sure all students learn English.
Proposition 58 is supported by parents, teachers, employers, and kids like me.
Speaking more than one language will help us compete in the global economy.
¿Están sus hijos listos?
Nita Heitzeman, Junpei Halama.
Allez enfants, on est prêts?
Are your kids ready?
Please help us get ready for the jobs of tomorrow. Vote yes on Prop 58.
As parents, we want our children to succeed. Prop 58 expands opportunities for students to learn a second language and makes sure all students learn English. There's a lot on your ballot. Remember our students. Vote yes on Prop 58. Paid for by Yes on 58, Californians for English Proficiency. Sponsored by Teachers and Service Employees Organizations. Major funding by California Teachers Association Issues PAC and California State Council of Service Employees Committee.
Live from the DG.com studios, the exclusive home of no-brainer pricing based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book.
My baby was born too early, and now he's struggling to stay alive. He's such a trooper. I know they're doing everything they can to save him.
More and more babies in America being born dangerously early. So early their lives hang in the balance. Despite the best medical care, thousands don't get through the first month. Premature birth is growing at an alarming rate in the United States. One in every eight births. For decades, the March of Dimes has saved babies by funding medical breakthroughs and by fighting for all babies to have access to the care they need. Help us stop the crisis of premature birth. For information or to help, go to marchofdimes.com. The baby we save may be your own.
20 years ago, my son wouldn't have survived. Now, he has a fighting chance.
Support our troops. We hear it practically every day. We read it in the papers, on yard signs, on bumper stickers. It's something we all agree on. Whenever and wherever the men and women of our armed forces are called, we send our support with them. It's something we all do. And supporting the USO is how it's done. For more than 60 years, the USO has tirelessly maintained a bridge back home for our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen around the world who fight to preserve the freedoms we hold so dear. The USO receives no government funding. It employs only private citizens and volunteers and depends entirely on the generosity of the American people to fulfill its mission. Help us support our troops. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, call us at 888-USO-5566 or visit our website at uso.org.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO. Broadcasting from the San Francisco Bay Area with Sussman and Green, Rush Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Mark Levin, and Sean Hannity. This is Talk Radio 560 KSFO. San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. A Cumulus station.
Is brought to you by BlindChalet.com. Custom-made blinds, shades, and shutters shipped directly to your door. Use coupon code ONTHEHOUSE at checkout for a 48% savings. Also by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch. And by Danco, a leading manufacturer of innovative plumbing products like Perfect Seal. Take the guesswork out of toilet installation. Perfect Seal guarantees a perfect seal the first time, every time. Now, here with the answers to your questions, it's James and Morris Carey.
Thank you, Magic Mike. Thank you for tuning into this hour of our program On the House with us, the Carey Brothers. James Carey here, Brother Morris away for the day. We get him back soon, fear not. Captain Dan is here. Pushing the buttons, choosing the tunes, answering the computers. Beck and call with Carol, remodeling babe Carrie. She's producing our program, answering your telephone calls toll free at 800-737-2474. That's 1-800-REPAIR-IT. Drop us an email at info@onthehouse.com. info@onthehouse.com. And as always, you can interact with us via social media. Facebook, Twitter, and all of that at onthehouse.com. Wow. We managed to get Halloween behind us. That was great. Did you have fun on Halloween?
I did, absolutely.
We got that behind us.
Do I still have my costume on?
Good costume. And we are now right on the threshold of a day that I have been looking forward to for at least a month, maybe longer, and that is fall back.
Ah, yes.
Time to change the clocks. Now, if you get the program on delay broadcast and you get the program a week later than live, then you should have changed your clock last week. But if you're getting the program live, then tonight, before you go to bed, you need to turn your clock back 1 hour. We'll talk about a few things that you should do also when you turn your clock back. Some things to think about. Of course, we all think about the smoke detector, but there's a fallacy there, and we should talk a little bit about maybe a false sense of safety that you may have as regards to your smoke alarm, smoke detector, and feeling like you're doing your part when it spring forward and fall back, checking that. Talk a little bit about that. The Family Handyman, Hint of the Week this hour, natural air filters. Natural air filters. Hope you'll enjoy that as well. We have a recall this week. Makita, the power tool company, pretty good power tools, Makita, kind of a blue color. They have a recall. We'll share that with you. And maybe this hour we'll have an opportunity to talk about the best U.S. cities for home flippers to cash in on. And if you're a flipper, those TV shows, Flipper, there's one that
Flip
we
This
like.
House, right?
We like, well, there's Flip This House, but Carol and I like Desert Flippers. It's in Palm Springs. And they go
Flipper,
down.
Wasn't that one of my favorite shows in the 70s?
He was a dolphin. He was lovely.
They call him Flipper.
Yeah. And no nets for him. 800-737-2474. That's our number. Let's start things out this hour by going to Linda.
Yes, I have a cabinet, and it's wood on wood. So it slides on wood, and it's not sliding very well. I'm wondering if there's any simple solution, something I can rub on the gliders or on the edges of the drawers to make them slide better.
Wow, Linda, that's a great question. Wood on wood means that you have probably old cabinets, because even the less expensive cabinets have metal glides of some type, metal or a combination of metal and plastic. If you choose not to do what I would do, which is to take the drawer out and install glides, which means installing one portion in the cabinet, the other onto the drawer, and there are just a bunch of those that you can find at your local hardware store or home center, certainly at a cabinet shop. But if that's not important, just take a block of beeswax. Beeswax. A block of beeswax. You find that at the hardware store or home center, and rub it onto the inside face of the drawer opening, and then rub it onto the bottom of the drawer, and you will find that the drawer will operate more smoothly than it currently is, and you'll have to do that from time to time. But you haven't lived until you've installed full extension glides. And while you're at it, maybe you install something that's self-closing and that's quiet. Yeah, those are wonderful. So full extension means that you don't have to work to get into the back 25% of the drawer. Full extension means you can pull it all the way out and easily access the back of a drawer, which is wonderful. The other thing is they're sturdy, so that you can load the drawer up without worrying about the drawer breaking. And the self-closing feature means that nobody's going to slam drawers. It's wonderful. So you might want to look at that. It's a really great upgrade. But in the meantime, beeswax. Thanks for the call, Linda. Linda's line open, the number 800-737-2474. Chloe.
Hi, I have a question regarding the cleaning of tile and a shower. I have some grout missing, and I need to clean the tile thoroughly before I put in new grout. So if you could give me some instruction on that and which product is best to repair the missing grout.
Repairing missing grout will not only make for an easier to clean surface, it will not only make for a more attractive surface, but of course it will protect water from getting into places where it shouldn't be. So I would clean with a solution of a third of a cup of powdered laundry detergent, a quart of liquid chlorine bleach, 3 quarts of warm water, mix it up, clean, rinse, dry, and then you may purchase grout either in powder or pre-mixed. In accordance with the instructions, press it into place, use a damp sponge to wipe away the excess, and then seal it after about 72 hours. Go to the website, Chloe, at onthehouse.com, and you'll know exactly how to do it. Chloe's line open, 800-737-2474. More on the house straight ahead.
Call On the House now at 800-737-2474.
Last year, we told you about the Perfect Seal by Danco. Perfect Seal guarantees a perfect seal on toilet installations the first time, every time. We love this product so much, we used it on America's Dream Bathroom Makeover. Well, this year, Danco introduced Zero Cut Bolts, another innovative plumbing repair product that eliminates the messy, difficult job of having to cut toilet bolts that are too long and wobbly. Zero Cut Bolts are now available at the Home Depot and Amazon.
Imagine rolling a new stone surface onto ugly concrete, tile, and laminate surfaces as easily as painting. Get a beautiful new garage floor, pool deck, patio, kitchen countertop, and more in just a weekend with Deitch Coatings. They're the DIY coating experts who put the strength and beauty of real stone into your hands at a fraction of the cost. Deitch products are available to you factory direct and online through Home Depot. To learn more and to plan your next project, visit Deitch Coatings today at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.
Gutter Brush is a simple gutter guard that the Carey brothers have been recommending for years. Keep gutters flowing, prevent clogs, reduce cleaning and water damage. They're easy to install, and if you haven't tried them, now is your chance. Gutter Brush is offering a free 6-foot trial pack. You just pay postage. Order at gutterbrush.com/free or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com/free or call 888-397-9433.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, clicksafety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
On the house, 800-737-2474. It's the new American real estate dream. Buy a home on the cheap, pretty it up, and sell it for a profit. You've seen it. The rage, these television shows. Flip this house, desert flippers, flip, 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 flip. So, recent survey revealed the top 20 cities with the highest shares of flipped properties. Memphis. Top Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
111 days to flip. That's the quickest.
That means you can get it flipped in 111 days.
Gross profit, 55%.
Wow, 55%.
Yeah. That's the highest percentage of flips is in Memphis. Fresno, California, next. 44% return. Average days on the market, 147. Lakeland, Florida, 7.54% flips of the sales there. 138 days on the market, 50%. Gross profit, not bad on a flip. Virginia Beach, 7.38. 59%. Almost 60%. Wow, that's pretty good. Let me look at it. Let's see a high gross profit. Let's see. The biggest, I'm looking down the list. Looks like Chicago, Naperville, Arlington Heights, only 5.5% of the sales are flipped properties, but a whopping 68.4% gross profit.
So if you get in there and do it right, you can make a profit.
Yeah, big profit. 800. And by the way, you can access this study, Best U.S. Cities for Home Flippers, by visiting the show notes section of our website at onthehouse.com. Captain Dan, it's Lake Tahoe, California, and Lee. Welcome to the program.
Love Lake Tahoe.
Hello, Lee.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Have you had your coffee yet?
Got the coffee.
Yep.
All is well. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
That's great. Hey, look at what I got is on the decks up here. There's a lot of dry rot from the snow and the rain, and I was wondering, is it best to use pressure-treated wood? And I noticed if you do on some of the pressure-treated wood, it twists and it doesn't stay straight, the wood. Can you recommend anything something that prevents dry rot on and water moisture and things?
Sure. What a great question, and thank you so much for calling. So, first, pressure-treated material is essential for the framing. So is there any rot on the framing at all, or are we just concerned with deck boards?
Well, what happened was when they built the house, the people, they hammered the fascia board against the siding and didn't leave any space, so it all rotted out the siding, too.
Right, right. So are any of the framing members rotted other than the ledger against?
No, I think I caught it in time.
Good. Okay. So
the deck's all rot. The deck's starting to rot out, and I was wondering, should I cut out the,
Yeah. So I get this, see it often. I will tell you that your framing material should be pressure treated. And chances are good in your neck of the woods it's going to be pressure treated a green Douglas fir, and it's pressure treated with a chemical that will prevent rot and pests. Now, you say, well, gosh, redwood is really pest resistant and cedar's pest resistant, and I say, yes, it is, but it doesn't have the structural integrity that treated fir does. So for your ledger, for any joist that will require replacement, and I'm gonna tell you, once you remove the rotted decking, Lee, chances are very good that you're going to find that the tops, at a minimum, the tops of some of those deck joists are damaged and need to be cut out. By the way, you know, Lee, do you need to remove the whole joist? No. You can do something that's called...
Well, I don't know. I was wondering, could I cut out part of the old dry rot on the top and then maybe slip... cut it out about an inch and a half down, and then scab a piece of pressure-treated inch and a half or something on the top, just so I don't have to replace the whole.
You can selectively scab, but you don't. Typically, you wouldn't put it on the top to make it easy. What you do is put it on the side, and you can use a 2x4 and do a scab onto the side of the existing deck joist, holding the top of the 2x4 level with the top of the good part of the joist that remains, or if it is affected so bad and rot goes down, you can sister, let's say it's a 2x6 or a 2x8, you can sister a new 2x6 or a 2x8 from a bearing point to a bearing point, and that's adequate. I'd glue it and nail it, and then you'll have something that's very strong. Now, so
should
you've
I
used
it, should I put it right up against the old beam though? Because sometimes if it
yes,
if you got Douglas fir and then you got the pressure treated, won't it rot in between there?
No,
there's no space.
It's going to be okay, and I'm going to tell you why it's going to be okay, because after you've done that, and by the way, treat the ends of the pressure treated material. Any pressure treated material that you cut with the saw, you want to treat with a copper or zinc naphthenate. Copper green is a product that you'll find in the hardware store or home center. You just want to treat those raw ends with that material. That will help to prevent them from rotting. And then after you've removed all of your decking material and you've made sure that all of the deck joists are in good shape, then you get a fire and ice flashing. The flashing is a peel and stick material. It's kind of elastic. You peel the, you want to cut it to the width of the deck joist, and you want to lay it on top of the deck joist. It'll stick to the top. We use this material around windows as flashing material. So you're going to cover that joint where you have the sistered material. So you're going to prevent water from getting in there by flashing the top of all the deck joists. Point is this, Lee, you don't want your deck material to touch your deck joist without having that flashing in between, the peel and stick flashing.
That'll help with some dry rotting.
Absolutely. Okay. And it'll help from proper watershed. It'll create watershed. All right, finally, a small gap between your deck boards, typically about a 8-penny nail, will create about an eighth of an inch, which will allow water to travel easily and air to flow so that the material will dry out. Another thing is you want to use a hidden deck fastening system, a deck clip, not going through the top of the decking material. When you tear the wood fiber, what that does is create a path for water into the wood fiber. It'll rot the decking. It'll rot the deck joist. So you want to make sure to use a deck clip, which attaches the decking at a location other than the top of the deck boards. And then as far as material is concerned, Lee, you can use a redwood. You can use a western red cedar. You can use a southern yellow pine. I think for my money in your neck of the woods, considering you're in Lake Tahoe, I would probably do a redwood or a cedar. And they have qualities that are inherent that will prevent pests and last a long time. Hey, Lee, you can get more information on building a deck and some tips and tricks by visiting our website. It is onthehouse.com. Thanks for the call, Lee. Got to take a break. Coming up, a recall. It's a circular saw recall on the house at 800-737-2474. More on the house straight ahead.
Is your home looking outdated and just plain worn out? Need more space but don't want to move? Been drooling over pictures of those beautiful kitchens and elegant master suites? Well, then it's time to remodel. Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404 to schedule your free in-home design consultation. Carey Brothers Remodeling offers complete design services from concept through construction, tailored to your needs and your budget. Personalized material and product selection. Firm start and finish dates, plus a 5-year written guarantee. Why not start your new kitchen, bath, room addition, or remodel now? Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404. That's 877-734-6404. 877-734-6404. Or visit them online at careybrothers.com. California State Contractors License Number 442880.
I'm Governor Jerry Brown, urging you to vote no on Proposition 53. It may sound okay, but it's very bad for California. 53 takes away local control. By requiring a statewide vote on local roads, bridges, and hospitals, Prop 53 gives voters in faraway regions like Los Angeles the right to block local projects your community needs. 53 is paid for by one millionaire, but it's opposed by almost everyone else. California professional firefighters, the California Nurses Association, leading newspapers, and hundreds of organizations, they all oppose Prop 53. We say no on 53 because it's bad for California. Please vote no on 53.
Paid for by No on Prop 53, Californians to Protect Local Control, a coalition of public safety, local government, business, and labor organizations, Governor Brown, and taxpayers. Major funding by Brown for Governor 2014 Committee and the California Democratic Party Committee.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO wants you to start your engines and get ready for the Good Guys 27th Autumn Get-Together, November 11th and 12th at the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton. Head over to KSFO.com now and register to win a family four-pack of tickets. Get ready for a colorful two-day event with cool cars and cool people. An automotive-themed event featuring over 2,500 American-made or powered hot rods, customs classics, street rods, muscle cars, trick trucks, late models, and more. Head over to good-guys.com for tickets and event info. Live from the DGDG.com studios, the exclusive home of no-brainer pricing based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book. Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Flowing, prevent clogs, reduce cleaning and water damage. They're easy to install, and if you haven't tried them, now is your chance. Gutter Brush is offering a free 6-foot trial pack. You just pay postage. Order at gutterbrush.com/free or call 888-397-9433. That's gutterbrush.com/free or call 888-397-9433.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
The brand new edition of Home Maintenance for Dummies is hot off the presses.
This new edition features the latest tips on how to tune up your home and make repairs to every part of your house, from the basement to the attic.
By combining step-by-step instructions and expert information, you'll learn how to conduct routine inspections, keep major systems running smoothly, and increase energy efficiency.
Home Maintenance for Dummies, second edition, written by us, the Carey Brothers, can be found at bookstores everywhere.
Home Maintenance for Dummies, second edition. Look for it today and get started maintaining your home tomorrow.
Never clean your shower again. Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Cleaning your tub and shower doesn't get any easier than Wet and Forget Shower. Spray it today, rinse it tomorrow. It's that easy. Spray Wet and Forget Shower once a week to clean soap scum and grime and prevent mold and mildew. No scrubbing and no toxic fumes. Wet and Forget Shower once a week. It doesn't get any easier. Get Wet and Forget Shower at participating Ace. True value. Do it best at Lowe's Home Improvement stores. Visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
On the House is brought to you by Wet and Forget. Purchase a 1 gallon container of Wet and Forget Outdoor now through December 31st, and we'll send you $5. Visit wetandforget.com for promotion details. And by Gutter Brush. Keep gutters flowing and prevent clogs with Gutter Brush Simple Gutter Guard. Order your free 6-foot trial available at gutterbrush.com/free. Also by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch. Now, let's get back to the program. Here are James and Morris Carey.
Thank you, Magic Mike, and thank you for tuning into this half of this hour on the House with us, the Carey Brothers, 800-737-2474. On the web, it's onthehouse.com, where you can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, have a look at our YouTube how-to videos, or sign up for your free copy of our weekly e-newsletter. It's news you can use, and the best part, it's on the House. In 6 simple steps, you can seal granite and other natural stone for about 10% of the cost of having a pro come and do it for you, or having to dress like your local hazardous waste team. How do you do it? Well, here are the 6 steps. Make sure that you thoroughly clean the surface with a safe on stone granite cleaner. We recommend Granite Gold Daily Cleaner. Great products. 2, spray granite gold sealer on the surface in a 3-foot section. 3, immediately wipe into stone with lint-free, and this is important, a lint-free cloth. And don't allow the sealer to dry on the surface. Why? Because it will cause hazing, which is what happened to me when I joined a frat in college.
Yeah, hazing's bad.
4, buff dry with the lint-free cloth. 5, for maximum protection, repeat the process 2 to 3 times. And finally, wait 24 hours for the sealer to cure before using a granite polish, such as granite gold polish, to add shine and luster. And then once you've sealed and protected your stone for the coming holidays, use Granite Gold Clean and Shine for quick cleanups after the parties. It's a combination of Granite Gold Daily Cleaner and Granite Gold Polish. helps you save a little time to maintain your beautiful stone. You can get more information on Granite Gold Products, which we like. They're products for stone by people that fabricate and maintain stone. Go to granitegold.com.
And now, the news. Yes, now the news. Hi, Mayor. Hi, Lou.
All right, it's Makita. That's right, the saw company. You remember them. Makita. Say it.
Makita.
Yes, they announced a recall of its 5057.
That's the 5057K
Kilo B Bravo dust collecting circular saws.
Tools of the trade.
Yeah, that's the 50. You got that 5057.
5057 KB
dust collecting circular saws. The manufacturer announced the recall because, under certain circumstances, the lower blade guard can malfunction and expose the blade. That's a bad thing. You know that a blade protection device, right? You've seen those, the retractable, call them the guard. If they're not operating properly, you could lose an appendage or get cut pretty bad.
Yeah, not good.
So if you have a Makita 5057 Kilo Bravo dust collecting circular saw, what do you do? Please stop using the tool immediately and reach out to Makita to schedule a free repair. That's right, they'll repair it for you for free. If you have any questions, you may call Makita toll free at 800-462-5482. Once again, that's 800-462-5482, or go to our website at onthehouse.com and have a look at our recall section. 800-737-2474. To the phones we go. Lisa.
Yes, hi. We have a porcelain tub that got bleached with pure undiluted bleach. It's discolored, almost a sickly gray is what it's being described to me as. If you could give us a clue as to what we could possibly do without reglazing, that'd be great.
Well, Lisa, you know about reglazing, so that you know is an alternative if you don't get the desired result in the cleaning process. And, of course, glazing is a chemical cleaning, a chemical etching, a prime, and a finish. And it really can make an old tub look good again. But it's temporary at best. Maybe you get 5 years out of it. But it's a great alternative. It's maybe a few hundred dollars as opposed to potentially several thousand dollars to change a tub. And also, Lisa, you know that you can use a tub liner, an acrylic tub liner that will just go right over the existing tub, the ledge, marry to the perimeter wall finish, whatever that is, tile, whatever. And, of course, down the skirt to the flooring, caulk. And that looks pretty good, too. But let's see if we can avoid both of those and use a product called Barkeeper's Friend. Barkeeper's Friend is a non-abrasive cleanser that contains oxalic acid. Now, bleach is alkaline, right? Of course. High on the pH scale. Sodium hypochlorite, the active ingredient in bleach. Bleach is alkaline. Oxalic acid. Acid. So we will attempt to clean that haze using Barkeeper's Friend and the oxalic acid. Use it in accordance with the directions. Very effective. If you have the least bit of rust or anything else, Barkeeper's Friend will typically take care of it. We think you will be pleased.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You are welcome. Lisa, awfully good to hear from you. All right. Lisa's line is open for you. No, that's right for you. You, don't be nervous. You can call. There's a line open. Let's have some fun. Let's chat about your home, your hopes, your dreams, your projects, your successes. 800-737-2474.
It's time for the Family Handyman Hint of the Week.
Got air pollution buildup invading your office or home?
Making you sneeze and wheeze, cough, or groan?
Today you'll learn a surprising way to clear the air
with a natural filter you'll love having there.
Many things around your home or office can and do emit chemical vapors
that can irritate eyes, cause you to cough,
create headaches, or even make you sick.
Many synthetic products like carpets and paints
and manufactured wood and other building materials
give off things like formaldehyde
and traces of toxic fumes that pollute indoor air. The answer? Houseplants.
They suck in carbon dioxide and lots of contaminants
and give off a steady supply of pure oxygen in return.
Two or three plants for every 100 square feet or so
will remove many airborne chemicals and vapors.
Physically and psychologically, you'll feel better.
And for the very best in natural air filtration,
try palms, rubber plants, Boston ferns, and ivy.
For more tips, visit our website at onthehouse.com.
Do you have a leaking toilet, need landscaping ideas, or help organizing your garage? You don't need to spend big bucks on a professional. Become your own family handyman. Join the Family Handyman DIY community on Facebook today and get advice from experts and fellow DIYers. They'll help you save time and money no matter what the project. And whether you've been a DIYer for years or you're just getting started, the Family Handyman has more ways to help you learn something new every day with a DIY tip of the day. Visit Facebook.com/TheFamilyHandyman.
Is your home looking outdated and just plain worn out? Need more space but don't want to move? Been drooling over pictures of those beautiful kitchens and elegant master suites? Well, then it's time to remodel. Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404 to schedule your free in-home design consultation. Carey Brothers Remodeling offers complete design services from concept through construction, tailored to your needs and your budget. Personalized material and product selection. Firm start and finish dates, plus a 5-year written guarantee. Why not start your new kitchen, bath, room addition, or remodel now? Call Carey Brothers Remodeling today at 877-734-6404. That's 877-734-6404. 877-734-6404. Or visit them online at careybrothers.com. California State Contractors License Number 442880.
After a bout with cancer, I had to have radiation daily for 6 weeks. Fortunately, the cancer didn't come back. Unfortunately, the hair on the side of my head didn't come back either. My doctor told me I might never have hair again. Brother James took me to Dr. Rosanelli in San Francisco. Dr. Rosanelli gave me hope. He said he could replace my hair. 3 simple procedures later, and I have more hair than ever before. I am no longer ashamed to go outside without a hat. Thank you, Dr. Rosanelli, for giving me my hair back. If your hairline is receding, if it's thinning, or if you're just plain balding, do what I did. Go to rosanelli.com, or you can call 800-743-4247 and schedule a free consultation. That's 800-743-4247. I was glad I did.
Never clean your shower again. Let Wet and Forget Shower clean it for you. Cleaning your tub and shower doesn't get any easier than Wet and Forget Shower. Spray it today, rinse it tomorrow. It's that easy. Spray Wet and Forget Shower once a week to clean soap scum and grime and prevent mold and mildew. No scrubbing and no toxic fumes. Wet and Forget Shower once a week. It doesn't get any easier. Get Wet and Forget Shower at participating Ace. True value. Do it best at Lowe's Home Improvement stores. Visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Do you have a question? Call On the House now at 800-737-2474. That's 800-737-2474.
It's easy because of you. 800-737-2474. That is our number. I am holding in my previously nicotine-stained fingers.
Secondhand stain.
Yeah, I don't know why. I never smoked, but that's... What can I say? DIY, the Family Handyman DIY hints and tips. Little booklet that came with the renewal of my subscription.
my annual subscription to the family Handyman magazine, which is really the print version of what we do here at On the House. And I'm going to just find this. This is really a good one. You paint?
Yes.
Okay.
No, do I paint? No.
All right. All right. If you're painting, one of the problems you can have is you use a roller, and the roller leaves a lot of particulate matter.
Okay.
Gunk on the surface, especially if the paint roller is cheap. So what do you do before you dip that cheap roller cover into the paint? Well, first of all, I wouldn't buy a cheap roller cover. That's a mistake.
But
I'd pay a little more money.
Yes.
But if you do, wipe it with a self-adhesive lint roller. You know the one you use that you can get all the dog hair
yes.
and everything off your shirt or your slacks or whatever? A lint roller? Sure. Just use the lint roller on all sides of the paint roller cover to get rid of all the loose fuzz, and then you won't have to pick it off the wet walls. How about that?
Like that.
I love it. Love these tips. They are wonderful. Do you have a tip, by the way? Love for you to share your tips. Any tip is fine. Something that's worked well for you. 800-737-2474. To Butch.
I was looking for a source to pick up your home maintenance for dummies. I live in a rather remote area of Southern California.
Okay. Butch. Mm. Morris and I wrote Home Maintenance for Dummies. Oh, gosh. The first edition, I think, was about 2002 or something like that. And then in 2011 or 12, 13, whatever, we did second edition. It's available everywhere. Online, Amazon.com, booksellers. If you want to go hunting for a store, you can go into a bookstore. But these days, we find most folks are buying online at online retailers. If you really want it to be simple, just go to onthehouse.com and click on the yellow and black book cover, Home Maintenance for Dummies, and you can buy it right there. By the way, you can also get an electronic version, which is wonderful. So if you want to have it on your tablet and just search for something easily and then read that, it's really great. And thank you for asking, Bush. We very much appreciate it. Butch, excuse me.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you. And that leaves Butch's line open. 800-737-2474. That was a lot of fun writing that book, by the way.
Yeah, oh, I remember.
And of course,
that.
You remember the first book, Dummies book we did was
yes.
Home remodeling
for Dummies.
Yep. But you may not know that the very first book that we wrote was called Cost Effective Home Upgrades. That was part of the Ortho Home Improvement series.
Oh, right.
Yeah. See if you can find a copy of that around
here. Yeah, it's got
to
be worse.
That's a compelling title, isn't it? Just wants to make you run to the bookstore
Absolutely.
And buy it. Cost-effective home upgrades. Real sleeper. 800-737-2474. That's the number. Coming up, answers to your questions. Tips from you, too, on the house. Straight ahead.
On the house now at 800-737-2474.
To get the best jobs, we need the best education.
Proposition 58 helps students like us learn two languages.
And make sure all students learn English.
Proposition 58 is supported by parents, teachers, employers, and kids like me.
Speaking more than one language will help us compete in the global economy.
¿Están sus hijos listos?
Ni de Heizemann. Je ne paye halama.
Allez, enfants. On est prêts?
Are your kids ready?
Please help us get ready for the jobs of tomorrow. Vote yes on Prop 58.
As parents, we want our children to succeed. Prop 58 expands opportunities for students to learn a second language and makes sure all students learn English. There's a lot on your ballot. Remember our students. Vote yes on Prop 58. Paid for by Yes on 58, Californians for English Proficiency. Sponsored by Teachers and Service Employees Organizations. Major funding by California Teachers Association Issues PAC and California State Council of Service Employees Committee.
Talk Radio 560 KSFO has your shot to win a night out with Katie Green at San Francisco Opera presents Puccini's Madame Butterfly, Saturday, November 26th. Register to win passes now at KSFO.com. Cultures clash when a trusting young geisha marries an American naval officer. Emotionally charged music takes the audience on a heartbreaking journey through innocence, betrayal, and sacrifice. Only 10 performances beginning November 6th. Tickets start at just $26. Call 415-864-3330 or visit SFO. Opera.com today. Talk Radio 560 KSFO.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Last year, we told you about the Perfect Seal by Danco. Perfect Seal guarantees a perfect seal on toilet installations the first time, every time. We love this product so much, we used it on America's Dream Bathroom Makeover. Well, this year, Danco introduced Zero Cut Bolts, another innovative plumbing repair product that eliminates the messy, difficult job of having to cut toilet bolts that are too long and wobbly. Zero Cut Bolts are now available at the Home Depot and Amazon.
Run a small business? Sound like a Fortune 500 company using your cell phone with Grasshopper. Get a toll-free number, unlimited extensions, voicemail to email, and much more. Sign up now at grasshopper.com. Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. You're listening to On the House. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You're just dying for me to read another tip, aren't you?
Yes. Tip me.
This is really cool. You're going to see a lot of these big plastic storage bins at retail. You always see them at the holiday time of year and going into the new year because people want to put all their junk in these plastic storage bins and then find a place for them. Garage ceiling track storage. If you store stuff in big plastic storage bins and you need a place to put them, how about the garage ceiling? Screw 2x2s to the ceiling framing with 3.5-inch, those wonderful 3.5-inch construction screws, they're wonderful, spaced about every 2 feet. Use the bins as a guide for spacing the 2x2s. The lips on the bins should just brush against the inside face of the 2x2s when they're sliding into place. Then what you need to do is screw 1x4s to the bottom of the 2x2s with 2-inch screws. So what you're creating essentially is an upside-down T. An upside-down T that's made with a 2x2 and a 1x4, and it's screwed to the ceiling framing. Wonderful. And then you slide the bins in and out. It's like a wine glass holder.
Exactly. But
instead of holding wine glasses, you're holding bins. That's really terrific, isn't it?
It's nice.
In the family handyman. Michelle is in Minnesota. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
So I am thinking about remodeling our bathroom. We need to make it more ADA compliant. My husband's aging and having some health issues, so we're going to have to make it with grab bars and the higher vanity, blah, blah, blah. So,
how wonderful. Those are all great things. Yes, wonderful. You're going to love it. Go ahead.
So we're going to rip out the tub and put in a shower with maybe a 4-inch curve to step over with a bench. And I was looking at using the sliced pebble tile for the floor of the shower, and I've heard good things and bad things about it. Do you guys have any opinions one way or the other?
Yeah, I have an opinion. I think it's gorgeous. I like the look of it.
Good.
I like the look of it, and I like the fact that it's not a uniform surface, because that means that there's a little bit more traction so that you're less likely to slip. I like it. I think it's beautiful. And, of course, it's on a mesh, so it's reasonably easy to install for somebody that knows what they're doing. But the one thing I'd say to you, Michelle, is you may want to consider, since you're aging in place, and I'm so happy for you, I'm so happy that you're doing things in your home to make it more comfortable and more accessible and safer, so that you may live in your home as long as you want. And and you've mentioned all the right things: a higher vanity, grab bars, make sure you back with solid wood in the wall for your grab bars, so that you can put the grab bars where you want them and you don't have to diagonally put them on studs. Think out where you want the grab bars, back with solid blocking, nice and sturdy, so that when everything is done and you go to install the grab bars, that they're installed in solid framing. With regard to your shower, the only suggestion I'd make is, can you consider eliminating the curb completely so that it is fully accessible, and doing a curbless shower?
You mean like so you could get a wheelchair in there?
Yeah,
if possible?
Right. So that, well, not necessarily a wheelchair, but maybe a walker. You know, we find that even if it's a diminished curb, it can be quite a tall order to walk over a curb. I'm not saying you need to do it. I'm saying, just as part of your project, just consider looking at a curbless shower, which may mean... And there are products, by the way, out there, Tile Ready, TILE-REDI, Tile Ready. These are receptors that are fabricated one piece that go in, they're waterproof, you tile on top of them, they have the fall already built into them so that they drain properly, and there's a trench drain at the rear, and you may find that it's just what the doctor ordered. Hey, Michelle, thanks so much for the call. We're out of time this hour of the program, but we want to invite you to go to the website at onthehouse.com for more information. Thanks for listening.
The House with the Carey Brothers is a presentation of On the House Media.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Last month, I discovered my 83-year-old father was being abused by my brother.
My son sometimes threatens to kill me. I don't think he means it, but he's drunk all the time.
My neighbor Tom depends on his hired caregiver for everything, but she took off with her boyfriend and hasn't been back in 2 days.
I may be 72, but I'm nobody's fool. That's why I'm ashamed to say I was taken in by all those phone calls asking for money.
Beaten, threatened, abandoned, swindled. The abuse of elders and dependent adults takes many forms. Abuse can be physical, psychological, or financial.
In California, more than 225,000 cases occur every year. Two-thirds of abusers are family members. But this is not just a family matter. Face it, it's a crime. If you suspect abuse, call 1-888-436-3600. A message from the California Attorney General's Office.
Broadcasting from the San Francisco Bay Area, this is Talk Radio 560 KSFO, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. A